But here he wants to take on the argument from prophecy as a reason for having a rationale in belief of the gospel message. He says that scripture does not merely claim to be the word of God. It also presents us with reasons for believing its claims. It presents its claims in a credible way. Scripture is not just a historical narrative that lays out if-then statements and one thing led after another, and all of a sudden Jesus and then the church. Nope, it comes with these certain claims to say, believe me in these things, because ultimately we're going to believe the arguments for ultimate belief in the one who speaks these things, which is God. But in one sense, such credibility is not necessary. God could have put the words, scripture is the word of God, in the Bible, and then through persuasive power of the Holy Spirit, supernaturally convinced elect readers of the truth of that statement. Entirely possible.
So he could have kind of forced us to, you know, wrestled us down and kind of, you know, grabbed us by the throat and made us believe, right?
Right. But God's way is not to persuade people magically of the truth of the word. The Spirit certainly does persuade, but he persuades us to believe inherently rational content.
Right. So in other words, he says the Spirit's work is not to persuade us of something for which there are no rational grounds, but rather to persuade us by illuminating the rational grounds that obligate us to believe. Spirit created faith, he says, is not blind faith. It's rational. Okay? And the scripture, doesn't merely give us the bare statement, Jesus is Lord. Rather, it presents Jesus in the context of a rich, complex historical drama. And so it illuminates the rational grounds that obligates us to believe. And in terms of, the life and work of Jesus, we see that, as he says here, in the complex historical drama.
Right. Right. It's why we can go back to the Old Testament and look at precursors for Christ in the Old Testament, but say ultimately they failed in this aspect, Adam, David, Saul, Moses. But there will be one who comes, and even scripture says, you're the person to intercede on behalf of your people to me, but there will be one who comes that ultimately does that case. And so that's where we see in the Old Testament, we see the fulfillment of it in Christ in the New Testament, and we see the culmination of it, of that message carried out in the church and in the epistles and after the gospels there.